This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and online at kexp.org. Our guest this morning is Dave Reed, founder of the Sail Transport Company, a local business dedicated to the petroleum-free delivery of local organic produce in the Puget Sound area. Dave is here to tell us about the role the Sail Transport Company and similar ventures can play in building a more sustainable community. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks, Diane.
Dave, what was your reason for starting the Sail Transport Company?
I guess overall, the big reason is that the twin predicaments of peak oil and global warming put together, that was the driving force for me to start it up.
Would you tell us about the mission of the Sail Transport Company?
The mission's quite simple. It's to deliver organic produce in the Puget Sound area using no fossil fuels or no hydrocarbon fuel substitutes. What we do is we use wind and tide and small sailboats to transport produce from farm to market in Seattle. And we use, for the land-based delivery, we deliver within about 4 miles from the dock access. And on the land base, we use bicycles with cargo trailers and an electric-assisted cargo tricycle that we are building here in Seattle, called Segway Fishlin. Is designing and building that for us.
Do you have a backup motor for the sailboat?
3 of the sailboats that we're using right now, one of them has no engine. Mine has an engine that doesn't work and I'm not intending fixing it. And another one has one that we never use on deliveries.
Right. So again, fossil fuel free, even if there's no wind.
Yeah, we actually have extensive oar systems on our boats and we know how to use them. So we do have propulsion in and out of marinas and in and out of close quarters. And also if there's absolutely no wind and no current, and we actually row the boats.
What is your history? How long have you been in business?
Since last November. We started doing our first trial, demo deliveries, non-business kind of way, last summer.
What is your personal background? What did you do before you started the Sail Transport Company?
I'm an engineer, professional project engineer. I worked for Philips Medical Systems for a number of years, and I was a consultant engineer in Europe before that.
What do you see as the benefits of sail transport?
Well, the obvious benefit is that it doesn't use any fossil fuels. There's zero emissions, from a fuel point of view. In terms of boats, it's much more pollution-free. The bilges in our boats are completely dry. Once you stop using the engine in a boat, there's no leakage through the batting on the prop shaft. The boat is pretty much dry, water doesn't come in and pollution doesn't go out. Other benefits are it's extremely robust to the kind of upheavals that we have in our oil-based infrastructure. For instance, last December we did a honey delivery from Polesbo when the leading edge of that big Arctic front that came in mid-December. When I-5 was blocked to the south by floods and the passes were blocked with snow and, there was electricity blackouts in and around Seattle and, there was snow everywhere and it was a snowpocalypse thing going on. We went to Polesbo, picked up our honey and sailed back like nothing had ever happened. I mean, the wind and tide doesn't go away. It's free and it's predictable and it's there.
Are there other community benefits?
The community benefits are pretty much, I think, in line with that. If people want a sustainable transportation system that doesn't depend on foreign oil and, employs people locally, then, this is one way to transport things around Puget Sound.
And how do you see this company benefiting you personally in terms of your goals?
My goals are really to see it happen. Non-oil-based transportation has been kind of a pet project of mine for a long time. My grandfather, he was a diesel engineer in Aberdeen post-war. He turned the Aberdeen drifter fishing fleet from sail into diesel power. And that was, that was the way that things were going at the time. And I'm kind of amazed that fate has worked out that here's me getting a chance to do it the other way around, And I'm sure he would have approved it at the time because he was an engineer too and he would have seen the reality of it. And that's kind of a conceptual benefit. The real visceral benefits for me is it's an amazing job. I mean, I get to sail and transport things by sail. The working environment is really great. I mean, you've got a working environment. people would pay to do this recreationally, and we were wrapping it the other way around. I mean, sometimes we have strong weather, but other times we've been drifting on glassy, calm seas with the tide through pods of orcas and that kind of thing. And I can't imagine any other working environment that you get to do that. And also, the feeling of satisfaction that I see myself and my crews are getting from knowing that we are doing this all with our own intellect and the navigation, with our own muscle power for manning the boats. At the end of the day, when you see what you just did, I think it's extremely satisfying. Selling produce to people, I can't imagine how much fun it is. It's like I realize now what it's like to be a greengrocer. It's like it's just real fun selling produce to people, especially when they know that it's organic, it's local, and it's coming to them with no hydrocarbons involved. It's like seeing the look on people's faces, seeing their eyes light up is something that I never experienced in my engineering life, and it's amazing.
Well, you've just been alluding to this, really, but why did you choose food as the product to deliver?
So I looked at, originally I looked at transporting people, and I built my model around that and came to the conclusion that although it sort of worked out on paper from like the hydrocarbon use point of view and even economically, I think that people are not really quite ready to, you know, to spend the extra time to move around other than in like a brief kind of maybe recreational circumstances. And then when you think about food, the latency in the travel of food is not what really matters. What matters to people with food is it going to arrive? Is it going to be fresh when it arrives? How long it takes me to move it is like almost inconsequential. It's just a lot easier. There's a lot less regulations and a lot less safety hazards. And when I started this, I wanted to start with the minimal risks because it's already, there's so much new in this already that I wanted, you know, to minimize the amount of like risks involved.
How reliable is sail transport?
Well, we've done 8 deliveries so far, and we have never missed a delivery time. Many people say, well, what about the wind in the Puget Sound? You know, and the Puget Sound's known for, you know, it can be blown 40 knots one day and then zero the next. But the tides are extremely, extremely reliable. And we've sailed through some of the lightest air, where it's just the whole sound is just glassy calm, and we can still use tidal power to move the boats substantially. So you've got like a really unreliable part, and then you've got an extremely reliable part. And if you put those two together and your navigation's right, then you can put together a pretty reliable system.
I'm Diane Horn, and we are speaking with Dave Reed, founder of the Sail Transport Company, a business dedicated to the petroleum-free delivery of local organic produce in the Puget Sound area. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. Well, you mentioned that you've done a number of trial deliveries of produce. Would you describe one of your deliveries and give us a sense of what's involved? Like, where do you start and just what is it like?
Mm-hmm. The last delivery we did, it was the first delivery where we literally used no hydrocarbons all the way from farm to market. We sailed a Yankee 30 from Seattle to Squim Bay, where we picked up organic produce from Nash's Organics in Dungeness. The produce was delivered from Nash's by a guy called Sid Maroney. He has an electric truck. That's his pet project. So we used his electric truck, farm to the boat, and we also used cargo bikes. It took us 30 hours to get from Squim to Seattle. And then we used cargo bikes to drop off the produce at a shop called Kickett in Ballard. And then people on my list of customers would just come to the shop and pick up their produce. And also I deliver some. For people who don't want to come to the shop as a pickup point, then I deliver in the trike.
How many people are involved with you on the sailboat?
So that was 3 of a crew, because Squim is like far out for us. That's like anything more than like 24 hours is long distance for us. And we used 3 people so that we could have 4-hour rotating shifts, so that we sailed 24/7 once the load's on the boat.
How far from the water can you make deliveries once you land and then it has to be picked up or you take it
I'm
somewhere?
Looking at about 4 miles. Mm-hmm. So And right now, most of my customers are all in Ballard, and we can easily deliver anywhere in Ballard and on the fringes of Ballard, like, you know, Wallingford, Finney, Greenwood. And then some other people actually bike themselves to the drop-off point. We had some people from the U District and some from Capitol Hill. And I give a discount to anybody who bikes to pick up the produce outside of my delivery area. I'll give them a discount because I feel that then they're just adding to the whole system. They're becoming part of it.
How many customers do you currently have, roughly?
Right now, the deliveries, I have a list of about 150 people, and we've done sporadic demo deliveries, and we get about like 25 customers each delivery. This summer, we're done with the real basic development, so I want to start doing like biweekly deliveries on a regular basis, and hopefully, I think the customer base is going to increase once we do regular.
What have been some of the challenges in the deliveries that have come up so far, if any?
Oh, there's plenty of challenges. I mean, you've got the obvious navigational, nautical challenges, you know, like wind and tide. But I think some of the harder challenges are port access. The Port of Seattle is working, you know, with us on that one. And, you know, I've talked with Sharon Briggs and Kathy Pelish from Sustainable Ballard, and I talked with Sharon Briggs and at the port, and they are really interested in what we do, and they're being really helpful. And, you know, they're the port, so they want everything to be, like, completely correct in the way that we do business on their property. And that's great, and they've just been really helpful, and we're looking forward to working with them in the future.
What are some of the requirements that the port has for your business?
It's more safety and, you know, insurance requirements. You know, the port need to be very specific. We're under development, so the port need to be really specific on, you know, what are our loading times? How many people are going to be on a dock at any one time? Are there any special requirements? Are we going to make a mess? That kind of thing. So just, you know, pretty much standard business, really.
Have there been any other challenges in getting started?
Well, one of the main challenges is getting together crews who really understand how to, I mean, we sail engineless, so getting crews to understand how to do that, that's a challenge. I mean, a lot of those people are out there. A great resource for this has been the Oar Club, which is a local group set up by a guy called Jay Fitzgerald. And that's where I met Bob Hall, one of our best skippers, and his boat Jackie. He has the engineless sailing thing down. Like, he built his own sculling oar. His boat's under power, you know, regardless. But one of the challenges is finding those kind of crews.
Are you also recruiting additional sailboats that people have?
Sailboats aren't really the issue. Finding the crews are more the issue. And it's kind of surprising. That's the first question that everybody asks. Yeah, sailboats don't seem to be an issue.
What are the economics of produce delivery by sail compared to a truck, for example?
You know, I've looked at this several ways. One is I started to build models on it, costing out. How much does it really cost, like, right through the whole way? And then the other way to do it is just, you know, get competitive bids from LTL trucking companies to find out how that works. And then a third way that I do is just I talk with the farmers and say, well, how much does it cost you to go from Polesbo to the farmer's market in Seattle? And, you know, to be honest, I haven't been able to get one answer to that. The one thing that I can be sure of is that some of the small farmers that I'm dealing with can't afford to take a whole day to go over on a ferry and spend a whole day getting to a farmer's market and back. That's just real feedback from farmers, is that either they sell their produce locally, or if they're big enough, like Nash's, they can afford to truck it in. The really small ones can't.
How does the cost of the produce to consumers compare in your sail transport method versus, say, in a farmer's market?
It's about the same. It's about the same, yeah. And I realize that we're in tough economic times, and with gas prices where they are right now, since they came down, it's hard for us to compete. But at the same time, I think we're in tough economic times, and for me to make this work, I can't be asking people to pay more than what they would pay in a farmer's market. And that's really the model we are looking at.
Who are the other participants in the sail transport company who has joined you in this effort?
So other than the sailors, we have some of the hardcore cargo bikers, like bicycle couriers, bicycle messengers. Those people are really interested because a large part of the land transportation really involves those kind of people. Those are people that are going to make this work. And then also the community. I've had like great support from the community, especially Sustainable Ballard and Vic Opperman's Scallops Network. We have a few people in those organizations that are, they're both customers. They help with the biking. Kathy Pelish has helped like wonderfully with, you know, connections within the community and from the port and, you know, all sorts of places. And just the general awareness, we're on the same page with those kind of community groups. They like local organic food and they know how to prepare it. And also I get some sailors from those groups. Fulvio Casale, the web designer for Sustainable Ballard, is one of our main skippers.
You mentioned a bit about this earlier. What are your plans for this summer in terms of deliveries?
Plans for summer are to go regular to start with and do deliveries about once every 2 weeks. I was thinking of doing it once every week, but I still need to have time to do some development on extra routes and bringing in more farms.
Could you give us a sense of the variety of the food that you're delivering?
So the food is all local, in-season, organic produce. It's pretty much the same kind of food that you get at the farmers' markets, except we're dealing locally, Western Washington. So we don't have fruit from Eastern Washington. The fruit we have is like apples and things that grow this side of the Cascade Crest. Greens, roots, garlic, squash in winter. We do raw organic honey as well. There's a lot of that produced in the Kitsap Peninsula. Pretty much everything you get at the local farmers' markets. And it's in season, so, yep, local in season.
Are you planning to make regular deliveries year-round?
The bulk of our deliveries will be during the growing season up to, you know, up to harvest time. But I've been really surprised that, especially from Nash's Organics, they have so much food all year round. We did a delivery from them on January the 4th and another one in February. And I didn't even think you could get fresh organic food at that time of year. And I was just amazed when we went up there. And, you know, they have just such extensive root cellaring and greenhousing. And it's like they've been doing this stuff for so long that they've really got it down.
What other farms are you partnering with?
Currently, a farm called Brush Be Gone in Polesbow and Paul Gregory's farm near Polesbow. And I'm seeing if I can bring in a few more farms from Bainbridge and the Kitsap Peninsula. Also, I'm talking right now with the Greenbank farm on Whitby, and that's looking pretty promising. And there's a few other farms in southern Whitby.
How much of your produce do you usually sell?
So far we've sold out every time. So far, I've sold out every time to the number of people who say they're going to show up. I mean, there's always like a little bit of surplus where you can't fit. You know, you have like 10 cabbages left, and I've just donated that to the food bank or to my crews. They're always hungry. Cargo bikers are always hungry.
What kind of response are you getting from people to the Sail Transport Company?
Oh, everybody loves it. It's amazing. I mean, everybody just loves the whole concept. You know, right from the sailing part to the local food part to the biking food to their door. And I think it gives people a sense of independence because this is pretty much all local powered. We have a really short supply chain for everything we do. Like, everything I fix on my boat, I can get inside Ballard by walking, you know, to pick up spare parts. And the bike trailers are locally made. The cargo trike is locally made. It's like, hey, Seattle just built a vehicle. We just built an electric-assisted vehicle at a time when the auto industry is having hard times and maybe even going away. I think this is great. You know, the side effects of this is that we're building vehicles in Seattle.
You are listening to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. I'm Diane Horn, and my guest is Dave Reed, founder of the Sail Transport Company, a business dedicated to the petroleum-free delivery of local organic produce in the Puget Sound area. How practical do you think it would be to scale up from the current effort that you have?
That's really what I'm working on, is at the end of this year, I'll have a pretty good idea of the economics of running regular loads on one boat. The cool thing about this is the granularity is a boat size, and it's fairly easy to see where the inputs and outputs come from. So if this works for one boat, it's pretty easy to say it's going to work for a bigger boat or, you know, multiple boats. And then at that point, the scalability is only really limited by, you know, how much food is there in the Puget Sound area to be moved around and how much trade is there to be moved around fossil fuel free in Puget Sound.
What are your plans for the long-term future of the Sail Transport Company?
I had a really good meeting with the mayor of Langley, the harbour master there, and Robert Gilman from the city council there. And that was a really cool meeting in that the mayor there, Paul Samuelson, was noting how Whitby wanted to concentrate on regional trade. You know, we all talk about like local this, local that. But in trade, it's really regional. I mean, if you really want local vegetables, like, don't buy them from me. Go grow them in your backyard and just pick them out of the ground. But if you need more than what you can make yourself locally, then we are talking about regional trade. We're still not talking like the 3,000-mile Caesar salad. We're talking about 100 miles, and maybe we can even do that fossil fuel-free. So I think the ultimate scope of this is for regional trade in the Puget Sound. I can't move things across the desert, but we can move a lot of things in the Puget Sound.
Do you think companies similar to the Sail Transport Company could be successful elsewhere?
Yeah, and there are some models for that. There's a company called CMTV in France. They are using really large ocean-going ships to move extremely large, well, from my point of view, large loads across. They move 30,000 bottles of wine in one shipment from Normandy to Dublin, and they also had a much larger load across the Atlantic to Canada.
How widespread do you think companies such as your Sail Transport Company could be in terms of being other places over time?
Oh, that's a good question, because I think geography really matters. You know, as we go into either the post-oil age, or we decide ourselves to become post-oil, geography is going to matter a lot again. The Puget Sound is just absolutely ideal for what we're doing here. Other parts of the U.S., especially where you've got a lot of broken-up islands and that kind of thing, you know, the Caribbean, there are a couple of people working this in the Caribbean. So some places are more suited to it than others. But one of the other things we're doing here is we're also dealing with land-based transportation, like local land-based. And that's something that, you know, the scope of that is, you know, you don't even need water to do that. I mean, you know, you could do this in Chicago, or you could do this in L.A. And actually some people are. There's a company called the New Amsterdam Project that are delivering organic produce inside, I think it's Boston, and they're using cargo trikes similar to what we are using for local delivery in town. So the scope is, you know, both on the water and on the land. I mean, there's plenty of scope, yeah.
What role do you see the Sail Transport Company playing in bringing about a more sustainable future overall?
I think it's just by example. I really think that if people see that we can actually do this, and it's not just a hobby, and it's, you know, it's not just a fad. And I don't think it is a fad. I mean, it's been done before, and it was done before using equipment that was probably a little bit inferior to what we are using now. I mean, we have faster boats, they're more maneuverable. We have radio and GPS that was never around, you know, 150 years ago.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
A message I'd like to leave everyone with is we can move things without fossil fuel. We're doing it right now, and not just me and not just Sail Transport Company. Like, this is maybe just one small piece of the puzzle that says we can actually do this, and we have the ability to do it right now if we do it right.
Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Diane.
We have just been speaking with Dave Reed, founder of the Sail Transport Company, a business dedicated to the petroleum-free delivery of local organic produce in the Puget Sound area. For more information, check on the web at www.sailtransportcompany.com. Again, that's sailtransportcompany.com. The sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, selected sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on podcasting, and scroll down to Mind Over Matters sustainability segment. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on 90.3 FM and kexp.org.